But to that end, you know, when it comes to municipal governments and leadership, you know, we were in Prospect on Friday as darting across Connecticut. And, you know, we try to incorporate as many as the 169 towns as we can. And you know, right next door to us at WTIC in Farmington is Bristol. And we've had a lot of good moments in the city. And Jeff Caggiano is the mayor in the city of Bristol. And he joins us now on Brian and Company. Just checking in, say hi, talk a little politics. He's got a familiar opponent in the coming election. We'll get to that. Mr. Mayor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing? Sorry, a few minutes late.
No, you're good. What's going on in Bristol?
Yeah. A lot going on in Bristol. I think the thing I'm most excited about is on Friday we had a ribbon cutting for a garage. That's not a typical thing we do, and we joked about it a little bit, but it's such an important thing to us in Bristol because the Hope Street Garage is a municipal garage. People aren't going to see it because it's behind the Carrier Project. But it's one of those things that allowed the Carrier Project to be four stories instead of three. And this municipal garage will be shared with the Carriers and Wheeler Clinic right now, allowed us to make the Wheeler Clinic footprint smaller so that we can open up more development in that Center Square parcel. And that 17 acres of the Center Square parcel is getting very close to being fully accounted for. So this garage is going to help us do further development as well. And it's, you know, right now, free parking downtown for people if they want to come and enjoy all these new restaurants that are open up.
Yeah, so what do you got? What do we got right now? We're always tracking the restaurants as you talk about the food desert element of it, but what's new?
So a couple of brand new ones. As a matter of fact, I'll start with the newest one. And again, I hope I don't leave anybody out here because there's a bunch. But Guac and Roll is going to open up where the old Pure Foods was. So, and by the way, Pure Foods update too. JR and Leanne have an outdoor space now that they're finishing off right under the Carrier Project. But the Guac and Roll at up at the north end of North Main Street will open up today. Mexican-themed restaurant looks very good. We have a bakery bistro that will be coming in. They're early development. They're redoing the old Bristol Press building, and people in Bristol know what that one is. It's a brick building that's really been kind of vacant for a long time. They're going to make a bistro slash bakery there. And then where the old downtown cafe was, there'll be a takeout fresh and green plate, it's called. So those are just a couple of the new ones downtown. You know, we have Ventana that's doing very well where the old Better Half Brewing was. And we keep pushing them, Brian. We're hitting a tipping point.
Well, listen, also just real quickly before we get to some political stuff, but you have one building that's got to come down, right? We got to get you mic'd up on your videos, right? Because it's breezy out. You know, you got to get your social so we can hear you better on your videos. But I saw your video about that. It's the West End Athletic Club building. It's coming down.
Yeah, exactly. So been very proud as the mayor. We're building. But occasionally you run into things where unfortunately buildings have to come down. So the West End Athletic Club is kind of an iconic place, certainly not a historic building, but it's an iconic place right in our heart of the West End, where Route 72 and 69 meet. This building was purchased back in 2000, I believe, maybe 2001 in that time frame, and really not been touched since then. So we actually call this, unfortunately, and I had a historic person that chimed in on the post, and they coined it very well. They said this is demolition by neglect, and the outside of the building looks pretty good. But, you know, those videos that I make, I wasn't talking at the end, but if you watch that all the way through and see the pictures at the end, you can see
why they're bad.
This building is coming down. It's crazy. So we don't want to take buildings down, especially in the heart of our downtown area, but this is an unsafe building. So we'll be moving to that in the next week or so.
We're talking with Mayor Jeff Caggiano from the city of Bristol. So, you know, you won election, but you're in your second or your third term? I can't remember.
Second.
Yeah.
Second
so term. You're finishing up your second term, and you beat Ellen Zappo-Sasu to win, and now she's coming back to run against you. And I was a little surprised by this. I don't know what all the context is, but she basically, some of the things she's saying that the economic projects have slowed and that taxes have gone up 3 consecutive years, and I just wanted to give you a chance. And we'll talk. We've asked her to come on too, and we'll obviously give equal time. But how do you respond to those two things?
Well, taxes have been going up for 6 out of the last 8 years, so it's a little bit rich to say that taxes have only gone up the last 3 years, because in the best economic times, taxes went up 3 out of 4 years that she was there. So just, and these are direct comparisons. I'm not trying to pick on her either. But, you know, business, the one that I will take a little bit of offense to, I think, is business is slowing down. I mean, just named 4 or 5 restaurants to you. We didn't have a new restaurant in Bristol for the last 30 years, never mind the last the previous 4 years. And we're averaging 588 new businesses a year. And that's a third-party resource. CT Advance and DECD puts out a town profile every year. When you look at the last 8 years, pre-COVID, I'm not even going directly against the mayor on this one, is we were averaging 333 businesses in Bristol pre-COVID, with some of the best economy that we've ever seen in our lifetime. Brian, you're my age. We're the same age. Now, in a very more difficult, high inflationary period, hard to do business, hard to build things, we're averaging 588 new business. That's a direct apples to apples comparison. And, you know, I think for future stability for the city of Bristol, 588 businesses is going to add an awful lot to the city. So, you know, I will say this too. And I give you credit for this, Brian. You push local politics, which is great. We've had about a third of the people for the last 10 or 12 years that I've been involved in politics show up to vote for mayor, board of ed, which is a huge issue here in Bristol, and other local officials. And we have 80%+ that show up for presidents that they'll never meet. And one good thing about this is it'll be a hotly contested race. There'll be a lot of noise about it. And I hope a lot of people pay attention and look at the facts. And you'll do a good job helping us get that out. I appreciate it.
Was it telegraphed, or were you surprised by her running again?
I'm surprised. I think I talked to you when I announced and said that, you know, this is going to be my third and final term. We are limited to 4 total 2-year terms. But, you know, every 2 years running for re-election is not too smart in the city. But that's what people wanted. We put it on the ballot, and that's what people have voted for. I feel like we've made huge, huge progress in the last 4 years. Need a couple more years to finish some of these projects. We should have another shovel hitting the ground in downtown, the Mafalis Plaza. Project's been approved. Funding, I think, is just about there. And by this summer, we should see a shovel in the ground in Mafalis Plaza for another 20 apartments. And got work to do with the Sessions building. And you can hear it. I got a lot of stuff going on. So I need 2 more years to finish it off. And Bristol will have made, in my opinion, a humongous change from, you know, we started urban renewal, and this isn't just, you know, 4-year to 4-year comparison, but we started urban renewal in 1961 here, and there's not a person that drives downtown that doesn't say, wow, things are very different. And that's all happened since 2022.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much. We'll have a great day.